let's go through this refactoring again, and this time we're going to do it the fast way. I've reverted all the changes from our previous refactoring that we did manually, and now we're going to use an automated tool. There's a variety of tools on the market. Visual Studio comes built in with a few basic refactorings. The one that I prefer and know best is ReSharper from JetBrains. So let's get in here. I'm going to come down here. Code is as it was before. I'm going to create that new current capabilities status. And I'm going to call it current user as before. I'm then going to come in here and I'm going to pick up all the places where we had a variable, where we had some of the, where we were using those bools. So we're not going to worry right now. About casing. These are going to be properties. They don't follow .NET convention. We'll fix that in just a second. So just go ahead and replace all of these. So there's all the places that those variables were being used. You can see they're no longer being used because ReSharper has grayed them out. Can view, can download attachments, those are all grayed out. Now the next thing that I want to do is I want to say current user, and then I want to can view equals can view. And I want to repeat this for each of the other ones. So can edit equals can edit, etc. Okay. So now what I want to do is I'm going to actually create this class, and I'm going to create the class in core. And I can now come down and just, I'm going to create it as an auto property. So once it's just go through auto property. Okay, creating these as properties. Prop. Okay, so we got auto properties for all of these. Okay, so we're in good shape here. Now what we need to do is we need to initialize all of those properties from the current user. So current user, and we got the can view equals can view, current user can edit equals can edit. So I just have to go through and repeat this process for each of can admin. Can admin, this one here, to encapsulate all of these Boolean properties. So can view discussion. Okay. So all of these properties have now been encapsulated. Now, if we actually take a look, as I've said, it doesn't follow .NET naming conventions. Now we can actually go through and do a very quick rename on each of these properties. I've also got a helpful little tooltip here. So I can actually just go through and now we're applying .NET naming conventions. If you look up at the very top, system is unused, so I can remove any unused naming directives. And finally do full format. Just tidies up the code. If there was any excess, if things were not formatted as they should by default, that will format them by my default formatting rules. All right, so let's see. Now what we're going to do is we are going to extract a method. So this is retrieve current capabilities for, and we're going to return that current user. Okay, right now we are using a member variable, so I'm going to actually promote that to a parameter and get that handed in for me. I'm going to just call it, I can just call it page info. I could call current page, really anything I want. Okay, I can now make this static. Now if we go over to the current capability status, I'm going to create an authorization services class. So I'm going to create a new class, authorization services. And this is where we're going to want to move this current capabilities, this method. So I'm going to move it over to authorization services at the bottom. And I'm going to make it public so it's accessible. Off it goes. If we now look at how that's being called, right there, let's turn this into a var keyword. We've got a static method on here, hands in the current page. Now we would like this to be a member variable. We'll look at why later when we're going to do some dependency injection and version control, but we're going to prepare for that now. I'm going to turn this into a member method. So the first thing that I want to do is I need to modify the method signature. So, there we go. Modify method signature. I'm going to add a new parameter. This is authorization services. Doesn't matter what I call it here. The default value will be new authorization services. So I'm going to create an instance right here. Okay. You'll notice that it's just been appended. Doesn't matter where I put it. Now I'm going to do another refactor. I'm going to make the method non-static. And I say I want to make it non-static based on authorization services. So I've now turned this into an instant method. I can now extract that into a variable, var authorization services. It should be looking exactly the same as it did before. If we jump over to current capabilities, you'll notice that we're taking in a page info. We've got a member method here. I can now do things like go ahead, I'm going to turn these to var keywords. I can go ahead and inline a lot of this code and remove some of those temporary Boolean variables. Okay, this code we still need because it's calling out to the pages can edit method, but we could now look at this goes the same as it was before in the long refactoring. It's taken a bit less time. If I ran the full suite of tests, once again would pass. I will run this after the screencast, but won't bore you here with it. But now what we could do is we could start looking at the pages can edit, combining it in with the authorization services and doing deeper refactorings as well as writing unit tests around retrieve current capabilities for. Notice that authorization services is a simple class. It doesn't have anything to do with the request, the response, the HTTP pipeline, the HTTP context. It's very easy to test. You just create an instance in memory and hand it a page info class. The page info class is a very straightforward class that, once again, just depends on simple objects, not on the pipeline. So very easy to go ahead and test, which means that it's much easier to refactor this. We've got an easy safety net around this that we can just go ahead and run very quickly in a unit test framework like NUnit and verify that the code continues to behave the way we expect it to, even though we've changed the implementation. So there you have it, a very quick refactoring. So go out, learn a refactoring tool, see how it can save you time and make it much safer to perform these changes within your code.